You're listening to the UAV Digest, the weekly audio podcast bringing you coverage of unmanned aerial vehicles and systems. Find us at theuavdigest.com.
We'd like to continue our program right now by welcoming a man who represents a good deal of this region in the House of Representatives. Richard Hanna was reelected last November to his third term in Washington. He brings real-life experience to Washington, and he's certainly not afraid to break from the party line in his decisions. He also happens to be a licensed pilot with high-performance and seaplane certifications. He was certainly gracious enough to spend a few minutes with us here today. We'd like to welcome Congressman Richard Hanna.
How you doing, everybody? We have been with you since the start, and I will say to this, we have played a small role, and I'm going to give you a lot of credit for what you've accomplished, not only being one of the premier test sites in the country, but just the way you've moved forward and the technological edge that you hold. And to tell you that, somebody said there's somebody from the FAA here today? Okay. There's not, but what we're focused on is getting a reauthorization of the transportation bill and the FAA reauthorization as well. It has it's always a problem. We're on our 35th or 34th extension. It's shameful. There's no real excuse for it. For myself, I have signed no pledges. I was one of two people who voted against the last government shutdown, and I'm already on record against this one. It is a poor way to run the largest economy in the United States, and I imagine all of you would agree. We answer every email in 48 hours. If you have any questions about anything that's going on, we've interviewed the secretary of the FAA, the director, a couple of times. My complaints and yours are probably the same. The best way to ensure that there is no liability or problem or even responsibility is, frankly, to do nothing and blame it on safety. But their job is to move forward. We know that the opportunities with unmanned vehicles are enormous. We know that other countries have caught up. Other countries like Japan have been doing this for 20 years successfully in agriculture. We know that there are different levels of security that can be addressed. We're looking forward to working with them. I know Frank Labiondo was here yesterday. Frank is a good and smart guy and a dedicated and he's head of the subcommittee. Incidentally, I'm on that subcommittee that oversees the FAA and directly involved with your issue. There's not a lot of new news that I have to offer you, except that pay attention in the next few weeks. And Andrew, where are you, Andrew? Andrew Brady. Here he is. Andrew Brady, remember that name. If you have any questions, call Andrew in our office. He'll pick up the phone. He's right there. As I said, we get back to everybody in 48 hours. Every bill we vote on, I'm the only guy in Congress and the Senate that does this. We all write, and I read them, frankly, a detailed explanation of everything we do. We are a hardworking, dedicated office. I've been in construction for 35 years. I never got paid for anything I didn't finish until I went to Congress. So, which is a shame, really. We're working on things like the third-class medical, VFR, IFR, 6,000 pounds, 14,000 feet. We think it'll wind up being 18,000, 250 knots, five passengers. There's a lot going on, and you have an opportunity for input. So when you read the proposed bill, call us. As I said, we're on the committee. We're happy to do your work for it, if it makes sense. You want to see changes. You got a little window, a little time to do this, right, Andrew? They can give us a buzz on the phone, type up what you'd like to see done differently or added to the bill, and we can do it. We can certainly try. The Senate, we're looking forward to a pretty cooperative bill on the FAA reauthorization. Frankly, there's a lot of pilots on that side of the aisle, too, and over in the Senate. And Imhoff and others have worked hard on this, and, we're with them. There's a guy named Sam Graves who may even have a chance at being the next committee chair in the majority. And I'm the I'm the senior member on transportation in New York State, so I also have some input, and I'm happy to help. If with that, anybody wants to answer any or have me ask answer any questions you may have, I'll be happy to. But you know, right now we're in the beginning. We're moving forward. We expect in October to have this the discussion over the transportation bill. John Boehner was up in this district at the Turning Stone, not for me, but he likes to play golf, as you may have guessed by his tan. He committed publicly, albeit a small crowd, that he will have a six-year highway bill. We're waiting for Paul Ryan, of the chairman of Ways and Means, to figure out how to pay for it, and that's the difficulty. That's where we are. That's how we're moving forward. And again, we accept and welcome your criticism, your ideas, and we are as close as the guy sitting next to you in whatever office you may work on or whatever you do. So you know, we're not in Washington. We're right here in this district, and we want to help because I work with this. I've been there 5 years now, and the opportunity that is presented through these unmanned vehicles for this country is enormous. We're well aware of it. People are, and we know we're behind the curve. So if you have any questions, I'm here. And Andrew's a lot smarter than I am at this stuff, so I may ask him to come up and answer them if you really have any. Well, if that's not, I guess that's good, right? I keep a plane over here at Griffiths. I could land sideways. I could land anywhere. You know, I have owned a few different airplanes, but right now I have a Cub Crafters amphibious Super Cub, 180 horse. I've flown it to the Arctic Circle alone in Mexico and Mount Denali, which is its actual right name, incidentally, not McKinley. There's nobody from Ohio here, I hope. You're from Ohio? Well, it's a done deal now. You lost. Oh, good, good. I'm for Denali, too. There's an airport on Denali, and it's you really have to pay attention because it's pretty steep. I've landed on it, so anyway. Thanks a lot, and we look forward to helping you in any way we can. We are leaning on the FAA constantly to get them to get their work done, get their rulemaking process. It was so substantial for us to have Griffiths become one of the six test sites in cooperation with the 174th and, of course, Fort Drum and all the technology groups and companies that lie in between. But to find out after the fact that all that excitement kind of calmed back down because they really didn't know the questions they wanted to ask. You're aware of that. And we're just hoping they get their work done sooner rather than later. And thanks for having me. And thank you for having my good friend Frank Labiondo. He's one of the not crazy people down there. He's a very level-headed and thoughtful, smart guy who's been there a while and knows the policy and is there to get his work done. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for listening. Find more great content at theuavdigest.com.